fathers and sons. Who reminisces about that great scene in Star Trek? In the very beginning, which almost is like a quick explanation of the difference between mother-son, father-son relationships. When Spock is getting making the decision of whether or not to be in their council. So the mother shows love and concern, and the enthusiasm and, you know, the support for the son to become the man he'll become. The father, on the other hand, presents structure, teaches the son how to live in the world by a certain set of values. And so both the father and the mother raise their children to be the men they'll become, or the women. But in this situation, I'm just talking specifically about sons, or anyone who associates more with the father than the mother. Because there's a difference in how they end up relating both to the world, to relationships, and also to themselves, to ourselves. This week, we have two very fine pieces of entertainment where, in a way, art is imitating life. On the one hand, you have Game of Thrones. Can very much be seen about sons and fathers, if you look at it from that view. On the other side, you have Avengers Endgame, which is also very much, and I hadn't realized it till recently, is very much the story that was being told, that really was being told in this first era of Marvel, is about sons and fathers and their relationships. In the case of Game of Thrones, you have John, a central figure, who has two fathers, one he knew of, and one he did not. And then, of course, you have Lannisters, who very much have had to break with their father in many ways, but also are still have some of his values in terms of understanding, but knowing when to. They became men when they knew how to relate to the world, both with their mother and father's teachings, but also with their own that they bring now. So that is one thing. Now, when I saw the memes that after one of the Avengers trailer that had to do with Thor, Tony, and Steve Rogers, I began to look at the series a little bit differently based on how it impacted me. And the same thing with Game of Thrones. When season 7 ended, and John said, you know, John had found out, or not, he hadn't found out his parentage, the rest of us did at some point. I thought that maybe he would never find out his heritage, and that it really wouldn't make much of a difference in the man that he is. Since that time, I've had time to really, really think about things in a way. I don't know if I'm having a midlife crisis, but the search for the father has been something that's been very much with me for the last few years. Part of it, I think, was See, I'm a bastard. And so I was raised around not my own family, not my own blood relatives. And even the few that I knew, it was very much the maternal side. However, the reactions to me throughout the course of my life has been one of non-recognition. Like, they really didn't recognize me. And I had to get older to understand why. But families, you look to your blood relatives for a sense of who you are based on them. And if you don't see yourself reflected, it can be a very awkward situation, to say the least. And hopefully that's all it'll stay as. So, my bastard status has definitely made me much more thoughtful when it comes to the relationships between fathers and sons on screen, or the lack thereof. Okay, so John, there's an understanding of what it is to be a bastard in a world that doesn't really accept you. Your status is considered less than in a world that's based on a more hierarchical, patriarchal structure. It would be different, I'm sure, if one was in a society that was based on merit. Because merit clearly is where John shines, where a lot of bastards will shine. But if people look to the parentage to be the definer of who a person is, oftentimes most bastards have difficulty breaking from that false persona. It's almost like a mask that other people give you, as opposed to being one that you necessarily wear. And then it might become a mask that you end up wearing to, in a way, be rebellious by being exactly what people expect you to be. And unfortunately, when it comes to bastards or those low economic status, it's assumed that you won't amount to much. But in this case, we have John very much showing that a merit system is probably where it's at. So it's significant in that whole merit system, to some degree, was based on two fathers. Ned and how he raised him, but also in who he is, with his gifts and traits that are very similar to Rhaegar. For years, people compared him to Rhaegar in the books anyways, before people knew for sure that he was his son. And now that he's not a bastard, the idea that he has like a birthright, a blessing from his real parents, and all the gifts that they would have given him, all the things that their ancestors would have bequeathed, all of that, in a sense, does change a person, I would think. So I can kind of see how he could stand in front of a statue. I know I made fun of it, like everybody else in the social media feeds, but I get it. I get why he stood in front of that statue.